All right, so we're diving in to the crazy world of home buying today.
Oh, yeah.
We're looking at this National Association of Realtors annual report, trying to figure out what it all means for, those people trying to buy a home for the first time.
Right,
And
yeah.
some of this stuff is pretty wild. Like, did you know that the average first-time home buyer is now 38 years old?
It's crazy. I think it's
That's,
a huge shift.
yeah, that blows my mind.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a far cry from like the starter home image we grew up with.
Totally. Before 2008, almost half of all buyers were first-time buyers.
Wow.
Now it's down to 24%.
So like more than half,
Yeah.
almost half of the people buying homes were just starting out.
Yeah, just getting in the game.
And now it's down to less than a quarter.
Less than a quarter.
That's insane.
What's fascinating here is that this isn't just about people delaying home ownership. It's about a fundamental change in the market.
Okay, so hold on. 38 years old.
Right.
That means they've been, renting and saving and working for years,
Years.
years and years
Yeah.
before even like getting in the game.
Yeah.
So what is causing such a massive delay?
I mean, it's a really complex mix of factors,
Yeah.
but a big one is affordability.
Okay.
Home prices have just gone up and up while wages haven't kept pace.
So it's like running up a down escalator.
It is exactly like that.
You're working hard,
Yeah.
but the ground keeps moving away from you.
Exactly.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Okay, well, but the report says the median income for first-time buyers is actually up to $97,000.
Right.
That's a pretty hefty paycheck.
It is.
Right.
But think of it like this.
Okay.
While incomes are going up, so are down payment requirements.
Oh.
First-time buyers are now putting down a record 9% of the sales price,
Wow.
which is the highest since 1997.
So it's like they're
Yeah.
earning more, but they also need to save way more upfront.
Exactly.
That doesn't sound like much progress.
And this is where we see what's called a split market. Imagine two separate races happening at the same time.
Gotcha.
In one race, you have existing homeowners who are like seasoned marathon runners.
Okay.
They've built up equity in their homes. Think of it like savings stored within their houses.
Right.
And they can use that like a turbo boost to buy new places,
Oh.
often paying in cash.
Wow.
And then in the other race, you
Yeah.
have first-time buyers who are just starting out. They're
Right.
trying to catch up, but they're facing headwinds like those higher down payments and competition from those cash buyers.
Wait, so existing homeowners are using their homes like piggy banks
Right?
to buy even more homes.
Yeah, they can leverage that equity.
That feels a little unfair.
Well, it does create a significant advantage.
Yeah.
The report actually found that a record 26% of all buyers paid in cash this year.
So more than a quarter.
More than a quarter, just straight up cash.
Wow.
And that's pushing the overall median age for all buyers to 56 years old.
Okay.
And for repeat buyers, it's 61. 61. It's older than my parents.
Oh my gosh.
It really seems like home ownership is becoming more of a later in life achievement.
Yeah.
But what does all of this mean for someone like you
Right.
who's just starting out on this journey?
I mean, honestly, I was starting to feel kind of discouraged
Yeah.
hearing all this.
But it doesn't mean that home ownership is out of reach.
Okay, good.
It's all about understanding the landscape and developing a smart strategy. So let's dig into some of the other trends that are shaping the market,
Yeah.
and maybe we can find some opportunities for you to break through.
Let's do it.
One thing that jumped out at me was the shift in who's buying homes.
Okay.
Married couples are the biggest group at 62%, but we're also seeing more single women entering the market.
Oh, that's interesting.
They're now at 20% with a 5% increase specifically for first-time single female buyers.
That's actually really encouraging to
Yeah.
hear. Even in this like tough market,
Yeah.
single women are stepping up and saying, like, I'm gonna own my own place.
Yeah, I love
It's
that.
a testament to their drive and independence.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But we do see a corresponding decrease in single male and unmarried couple buyers.
I wonder what's driving that trend.
Right.
Maybe more single women are prioritizing home ownership as a path to like financial security and stability.
That's a really insightful observation.
Yeah.
It could be a combination of factors like career advancement,
Yeah.
shifting priorities, and a desire for more control over their living environment.
For sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got this mix of like, seasoned homeowners with their equity advantage, and then these determined first-time buyers, particularly single women,
Yeah.
trying to find their foothold.
Totally.
So what other trends are we seeing?
Well, one that might surprise you
is
the rise of multi-generational living.
Multi-generational living.
Yeah, it might sound like something out of a sitcom, but it's becoming increasingly common.
You mean like grandma and grandpa moving in?
Exactly.
Or adult kids like boomeranging back home?
That's right. 17% of home buyers purchased multi-generational homes this year.
Wow.
Think about it.
So almost one in five.
Almost one in five homes bought are meant for multiple generations living under one roof.
That's a lot of people.
It is.
Wow. I guess it makes sense.
Yeah.
With the affordability challenges we've been talking about.
It's definitely a factor.
Yeah, but what's driving that trend?
Well,
is it purely financial?
Cost savings is a big factor, coming in at 36%.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not just about splitting the mortgage.
Right.
25% of buyers said they wanted to care for aging parents.
Oh, wow.
While 21% cited adult children moving back home.
Yeah.
And then there's the 20% who said their adult children never left in the first place.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Okay. So there are a lot of different reasons.
It is a trend that reflects both the challenges and the changing dynamics of modern families.
Yeah, it really is.
So for you listening in, could multi-generational living be a way to make home ownership work for you?
It's definitely something to consider.
Yeah.
Especially if you're looking for ways to, you know, get into a more spacious home.
Right.
Or share the cost of ownership with family.
It's all about thinking creatively and finding solutions that fit your unique situation.
All right. So we've got a lot to unpack here.
We do.
We've talked about the challenges first-time buyers face, the rise of multi-generational living, and even the interesting fact that single women are stepping up to the plate.
Real interesting trend.
But there's still more to explore.
There is. In our next segment, let's dive into how different regions of the country are experiencing these trends.
Okay.
Could moving to a new location be a strategy for you?
All right, let's find out.
We'll find out. Welcome back. So now that we have a sense of like the overall trends, let's zoom in on different regions.
Okay.
Remember, every market has its own personality.
So are we talking about like, is the West Coast totally different from the South? Or are the struggles pretty much the same everywhere?
Oh, there are definitely some regional flavors to this.
Okay.
For instance, the Northeast is seeing the biggest drop in first-time buyers.
Really?
Down a whopping 11% from last year.
11%?
Yeah.
Ouch, that's rough.
It's a big hit.
Why is the Northeast getting hit so hard?
Well, think about it.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of those densely packed, super desirable cities we were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
High demand, limited space. Boom, prices go through the roof.
Yeah.
Add in those rising interest rates. It's like a triple whammy
okay.
for anyone trying to get their foot in the door.
So are other areas seeing the same kind of pain?
The West Coast is also feeling the pinch.
Okay.
With a 9% drop in first-time buyers.
Okay, so less than the Northeast, but still a lot.
Yeah, it's still a significant drop.
So if I'm hearing you right, those coastal hotspots are basically a first-time buyer's nightmare right now.
It's definitely a challenging market.
What about the Midwest and the South? Are things any easier out there?
Interestingly, yes.
Okay.
The Midwest and South are showing a bit more resilience.
Huh.
First-time buyer representation dipping by a less dramatic 6%
okay.
in both regions.
Hmm. That's intriguing what's making those areas hold steady when everywhere else is going crazy.
Well, generally speaking, home prices in the Midwest and South haven't gone quite as bananas as on the coasts.
Okay.
Plus, they tend to have more land available for new construction.
Ah.
Which helps ease the inventory squeeze.
So it's like less competition?
Yeah, potentially less competition.
And potentially more reasonable prices.
Right. It's not a guarantee.
Right.
But it's definitely a factor.
Maybe there's hope for first-time buyers after all.
There's always hope.
Like.
If you're willing to be flexible about location.
Yeah.
The Midwest or the South might offer a smoother path to home ownership.
That makes sense.
Of course, every local market has its quirks.
Right.
So you'll still need to do your homework.
For sure.
But it's worth exploring those options.
Okay, so we've got regional differences.
Yes.
But what about the types of homes people are buying?
Uh-huh.
Is there a difference between, say, condos versus single-family homes?
Great question. And yes, we are seeing some interesting trends there, too.
Like what?
Well, you'd think condos being more affordable
right.
would be a hot ticket for first-time buyers.
Yeah, for sure.
But they're actually seeing a steeper decline in sales than single-family homes in many markets.
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
That's counterintuitive. Why wouldn't first-time buyers jump on those cheaper condos.
Well, remember that multi-generational living trend we talked about?
Right.
Single-family homes with their extra bedrooms and living space are just better suited to fitting everyone in.
That makes sense. If you're going to have grandma and grandpa under the same roof as the grandkids, you need some breathing room.
Exactly.
And maybe like a separate entrance.
That could be helpful.
Yeah.
Plus, with more people working from home these days, that extra space in a single-family home is looking more and more appealing.
So while condos might seem like the obvious choice for a budget-conscious first-time buyer, the reality is a bit more nuanced.
Precisely. The housing market is like a giant puzzle with all these pieces interacting in unexpected ways. You've got demographics, work trends, even global events all playing a role.
Sounds like you need a PhD just to understand what's going on.
Well, it does take some digging, but that's why we're here, right?
Yeah, to break it all down.
Exactly.
Well, awesome.
So for those of us who are ready to roll up our sleeves and dive into this market, what are the key things we need to keep in mind?
I'm ready. Let's hear it.
First and foremost, be realistic about your budget.
Okay.
Don't get swept up in the frenzy.
Right.
And overextend yourself.
Got it.
Then research. Research.
Research.
Understand the market in your desired location and don't be afraid to consider different regions or types of homes.
So be open-minded.
Exactly. And don't discount creative solutions.
Like what?
Maybe multi-generational living is an option. Or perhaps exploring up-and-coming neighborhoods could offer a more affordable entry point.
So even though the path to home ownership might feel like a jungle gym right now, especially for us newbies, there are still ways to climb that thing.
Precisely. With careful planning, strategic thinking, and a bit of perseverance, you can find your place in this ever-changing market.
It's good to hear some positive news.
Yeah, absolutely.
But there's one more piece of this puzzle we haven't talked about yet.
Oh, and what's that?
I'm intrigued. Lay it on me.
Technology. Oh. It's shaking up the entire home buying experience. And we'll explore all the ways it's impacting you in our next segment.
Okay, right. Let's dive into that.
Okay.
So we talked about the challenges.
Right.
We talked about, you know, grandma moving and regional stuff. But now let's talk tech.
Let's do it.
So is home buying going full sci-fi on us?
It's definitely getting a digital makeover.
Okay.
Like everything from finding a house to getting a mortgage is being transformed by technology.
Oh, wow.
Think virtual tours. Okay.
AI-powered valuations, even blockchain transactions. It's a whole new world out there.
I'm picturing myself touring a house in my pajamas with like a VR headset.
I know. Sign me up.
It's not just a gimmick, though.
Okay.
Virtual tours are like a game changer for busy buyers.
Yeah.
Especially those relocating.
That makes sense.
You can walk through a house across the country without leaving your couch.
Yeah.
Way more convenient than hopping on a plane for every open house.
And it's not just the tours.
Right.
Remember those house hunting websites we used to spend hours on?
Oh, yeah.
Those are getting seriously smart.
Absolutely. Right. Those platforms are like matchmakers for buyers and homes.
Okay.
They use massive databases and fancy algorithms to find properties that fit like your budget and your preferences.
Wow.
It's like having a personal real estate assistant in your pocket.
That's pretty cool.
I know.
Okay. So what about getting a mortgage?
Right.
Is that still a mountain of paperwork and waiting?
Not necessarily. Online mortgage lenders are shaking things up.
Okay, how so?
Well, they're often able to offer more competitive rates.
Okay.
And faster approvals than traditional banks.
So they're like cutting out the red tape?
Yeah, they've streamlined the whole application process, made it more efficient and more transparent.
Sounds like a win for buyers.
It can be.
All right, so technology seems to be giving buyers more power and control.
Yeah, for sure.
But what about real estate agents? Are they going the way of the dinosaurs?
You know, I actually think technology is making agents even more valuable.
Okay.
Sure, buyers have access to tons of information online, but navigating the complexities of a real estate transaction still requires expertise.
Right. It's like having a GPS for your home buying journey.
Yeah.
You might know like the destination, but you need a skilled navigator to help you get there without hitting any potholes.
That's a great analogy.
I try.
Agents bring insider knowledge about like local markets, negotiation tactics, and all the legal stuff.
Right.
They can help you avoid costly mistakes and make sure you're getting the best deal possible.
So technology handles the busy work.
Yeah.
And agents can focus on being like strategic advisors.
Right.
And building relationships with their clients.
Exactly. It's a win-win for everyone involved.
So it sounds like the future of home buying is like a blend of high-tech tools and human expertise.
Yeah, I think that's a great way to put it.
Which is pretty awesome.
I think so.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground today, from those daunting challenges for first-time buyers to the rise of multi-generational households, regional variations, and now this tech revolution.
It's a lot.
It's clear that home buying is anything but boring.
What's fascinating is how all of these trends are intertwined. They influence and shape each other, creating this really dynamic and ever-evolving landscape.
Okay, so for anyone listening who's ready to embark on this adventure, what are your final words of wisdom?
I would say stay informed.
Okay.
Embrace innovation. And find yourself a great agent you trust.
Solid advice.
I try.
It's all about being prepared and adaptable.
Right.
And remember, this is a big decision.
It is.
But it doesn't have to be overwhelming.
Yeah.
With the right knowledge and approach, you can achieve your homeownership dreams.
Absolutely.
Well, that's really good to hear.
And as you go through this process, consider this.
Okay.
How can we create solutions that make homeownership more accessible for everyone?
That's a good question.
What innovative ideas can we come up with to ensure that the dream of owning a home is within reach, regardless of income background or life stage?
That's a powerful question to ponder.
Yeah.
It's a challenge that requires collaboration, creativity, and a commitment to making the housing market more equitable and inclusive.
I agree.
Well, thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time.
Thanks for having me.